Lake Erie is a natural source of fresh drinking water for thousands in the western New York region. Now, even though it's readily available for consumption, sometimes hundreds of local residents find themselves going without.
In the middle of the Buffalo Renaissance, this issue needs to be addressed and should have been addressed, quite frankly, a long time ago.
That's Steve Halpern. He's with the Buffalo Law Center. Many of his days are spent working with clients throughout the city who are either having trouble paying their water bills or have had their water shut off entirely. Western New York has been the recipient of hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding for water quality improvement projects, habitat restoration, and increased access to water for recreation. But Halpern says, what about water affordability?
It's wonderful to have all the development that we have on our waterfront. It's wonderful to see people enjoying the water. That's been a great step forward for this community. But we are not talking now about recreation, okay? We're talking about a bathing. We're talking about a necessity of life. And to not have that issue addressed in the context of where we live and what we're experiencing as a community in the sense of the upswing in our local economy, it seems to me is very dispiriting and most unfortunate.
Oluwale McFoy is the general manager for the Buffalo Sewer Authority. He's also the chairman for the Buffalo Water Board. He says on average, water is shut off to about 200 occupied homes every month.
You know, we're averaging 200 shutoffs a month, but we're also turning back on those same 200 within, you know, two days.
He says his department has been working on a solution to help the city's most vulnerable residents. Last month, the Water Board kicked off a new initiative to focus on water affordability. It's called the Residential Affordable Water Program. McFoy says it operates based on income and is similar to the HEAP program.
We're hopeful that this program is going to go a ways in helping people afford their water, because many times what's happening is a lot of people are unable to pay because they simply can't afford it. So with our program, with our low-income program of dropping the cost of our services by $60 a year and $90 a year for very low income, if you qualify for the HUD guidelines, we're hoping now to make our services more affordable so that we don't have people finding themselves getting their water shut off.
McFoy says his department has been working with the U.S. Water Alliance to address the issue collaboratively with other local agencies like Push Buffalo. Rawa Gamansian is the deputy director for Push Buffalo. She says there are many factors that come into play when local families find that their water bills are creeping up higher and higher every month.
You have, things like leaky faucets and what have you, and those end up driving your bill very, very high.
Gamansian says Buffalo's old housing stock, coupled with things like our cold climate, contribute to generally higher energy costs for local households, which sometimes leaves less funds available for their water bills. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.